David, that's been coming, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. You know, anyone who's been around what we're doing and been seeing what we're doing, certainly off the training ground, we've just been trying to build something different from last season. I think that's been the key. You know, last season we was very successful, but the whole of the Championship's improved. You know, with the foreign ownership and the six or seven teams with parachute payments, there's a lot of teams going for it. So we've hit every form team up to now, but we knew in them performances against the top teams that we had something that we're growing, and I've seen evidence of that tonight. It's not finished, it's a jigsaw we're building, but the pieces are coming together because, you know, I've got Marcus Pedersen now who's coming back into the fold, and Paddy McCourt who's coming, you know, who's getting fitter game by game. David Fox has missed a lot of football. I thought David Fox run the game today, and Johnny Mabotos, you know, played another Championship game. I think that's his probably seventh Championship game in his career. So we're trying to build something a little bit different here, and trying to move forward. But you know, I'm a realist, I'm not a dreamer. I do understand that results will keep me in a job. But I've got a realistic plan, and I want to improve this football team, and I want to manage this football club for a long time and be part of the future of the club.
What pleased you most today, going forward with the likes of O'Grady, who was outstanding today, or, as you said, Mvoto and Craney, who were equally outstanding at the back?
Yeah, you know, I suppose it was flip side, wasn't it? You know, first half, we attacked with an energy and a real danger and a threat, and Chris O'Grady and Max Pedersen, I believe, first half was unplayable. You know, we've got a guy in Chris O'Grady, he's one of the most unique players with his size and with his agility, and he's adding goals. People said he couldn't score goals at this level. Well, you know, he's scoring goals for fun. And I think Paddy McCourt worries teams. I think having Paddy McCourt, when he gets on the ball, I think there's danger. And players back off, they're worried about what Paddy can do to them, sometimes embarrass them. So he's give us a different slant. Now, we've got good players at the football club. I've just now got, as head coach, manager, I've got to mould them into a team that represents, you know, scoring goals and keeping clean sheets. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, Paddy McCourt's goal, he scores that in the Premier League, and we're all sit back, and that gets played 100 million times, isn't it?
Well, you know, this is exactly what I think, you know, and you'll probably see it a few times, but not, you know, if Hazard scores that goal, you know, Aguero, David Silva scores that goal, then, like you said, it'll be on every billboard in the country. But Paddy McCourt will get the, hopefully get the press he deserves, because, you know, he's different. He's different in the Premiership. He's completely unpredictable. We knew he had that point of difference. He's a big game player. He's played in front of 50,000, 60,000, and he enjoys his football. When he's playing and when that ball cut, it lights up. The guy lights up, and he's a threat. So we're delighted to have him here, and we're just going to try and, you know, keep him playing Championship games for us.
Is he okay? Because was he ill?
Yeah, he was ill. He was sick on the pitch. He's not felt too great just before the game, and he started off quite slow, quite sloppy at times, but He's had to come off the pitch. There's a sickness. We're doing some checks. We're just getting it covered off to see where he's at, and we'll probably know more in 24 hours with that one.
Off the bottom. How does that feel?
You know, honestly, it doesn't. We come through a tough time last season. We're trying to build this step by step, and that's what we'll do. I won't look at the league table. I didn't last season, if I'm being really honest, until we played Huddersfield. I've just got to focus on what we're doing, what we're trying to do here, what we're trying to build. I've got a massive belief that we'll win football matches. We've took on some of the elite. I do believe that Middlesbrough's attacking players are elite players, and some of the best in this division, and pace to burn. And when you see the likes of Carrioli and Cameron there at the end, and Adoma, with Emnes backing that up, you know, this that's probably the quickest forward line in the league. There's some real danger and threat. So, you know, we've took a good team on today. There's no doubt about that. And got 3 points against them.
And plenty of confidence going into the Sheffield Wednesday game.
Well, that grows. It does. It grows. I think it grows more with performance and doing the right things. And, you know, we've talked all week about, you know, your task, set to your task, and we'll get the bigger picture, which is a win, which builds momentum. So it's a circle that we're in, and it's a circle that we're moving forward, and that's important.
But you can't wait for that to come now, can you, the Wednesday game?
Well, you know, these boys, you've seen it there, they've given everything. They need to get the recovery work in, and then we've got a lot of work to do, obviously, for a massive game next week. But what this has done is just pitched it at the right point, and we'll be looking forward to this week's training and Saturday's game.